near solstice along the 45th parallel. While breakfasting at the local inn, I listened to a man talk on about the days they used to import gorgeous waitresses from Sweden. He doesn't follow the time, so is lost to generations, but well at ease. Then, away outside the village, I walk, recalling a further starkness, all who must have stumbled over this weird lichen-cleaved shore rock, these bodies of brachiopod and giant squid frozen in the shallow seas of the Silurian age, whitefish trawlers from the bay shore up where native Menominee once canoed. I enter my cabin, and the bookbinding of my grandmother's Song of Hiawatha evaporates on the wooden shelf, leaving the air a faint gin scent. A jar of thick red St. John's wort salve glows on an east-facing window sill. Lake wind swells in the gullies, the snake grass swales in dune drifts, spinning through thimbleberry leaves and branches of beech, birch, cedar, maple, hemlock, a wind that lets up as I walk the woods, occasionally lightly carving signs of planets into the sides of smooth-barked trees with a splinter of flagstone. The cliffs bleached by sun, snow, water, wind, cormoran calls, emerge in the foreground as dark comes and comes until it's hard to see the columbines clinging to the abraded boulders fallen in. I leave town with eyes windsore and a beachy, woody dung smell in my shirt. Easier to drive off when it's getting dusky, alone and nearly brimming with something not entirely selfish and close in ways to hermit pagan cares, hardly ever so forlorn and delighted as when a farm girl at the roadside black cherry stand lifts her bushels into the back of a blue pickup for tomorrow, and I pass without thinking to wait to hold so many grains to thresh for breakfast food. I whiz past nearshore pastures, rustling cool and darkened, enough to appear storyless and just there living before me, the body of history in absorbed rainwater.